Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Agricultural interests will have to play defense when it comes to crop insurance in this next farm bill writing cycle and in the years to come as well when monies are appropriated for agricultural programs. So says former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, 3rd District Congressman from the state of Oklahoma.
And it is one of the areas that we will come under assault in both the farm bill writing process and in the annual appropriations process. It's really now, with the direct payments that went away in 2014, it's really the big pot of money that's left. And you'll see amendments from everything about trying to lower how much crop insurance a producer would be eligible for if he or she signed up and played by the rules and had a crop disaster, a weather disaster, whatever, limiting what they can do. You'll see amendments that will try and reduce the reimbursement rates, the incentives to the crop insurance company providers who provide those services. You'll see assaults from every conceivable direction. But the bottom line is this: crop insurance is the safety net now. And like any other insurance product, producers have to pick what will work for them, pick which choice, pick how much of which choice they want, and pay a premium. And if there's no problems, then like my payment on my annual life insurance policy, there'll be no payout, thank goodness, or the fire insurance policy take out on your house or whatever else. But when you need it, it'll be there. And that's basically the predicate of the new farm bill.
Congressman Frank Lucas on the importance of crop insurance to our farmers. Important numbers coming this last Friday from USDA and the prospective plantings report suggesting that the shift in acres is going to be rather significant here in 2017. The report suggesting that U.S. farmers will plant 4% less corn this year compared to 2016 while planting 7% more soybeans. The report says farmers will be basically planting the same number of acres to the two crops, 90 million acres of corn, 89.5 million acres of soybeans here in 2017. The estimate for soybeans would be representing record acreage if realized. Farmers are also projected to plant 46.1 million acres of wheat, down 8% from a year ago. That if that actually comes in as reported, it would mark the lowest wheat acreage since U.S. began keeping records in 1919. USDA also projected 12.2 million planted acres for cotton, up 21% from a year ago. Cotton seems to be one of those crops that's got a lot of attention. That includes right here in Oklahoma. Highest planted acres, by the way, since 2012 on cotton potentially. USDA is also saying that farmers will plant 5.8 million acres of sorghum, down 14% from last year. Some of that fallout from the sugarcane aphid. You've got farm news on Ron. Neighbor, I want you to check out the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 6th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time for the video auction, 47,000 head, 11,400 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 10,000 wean calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. If you want details about a particular lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.